Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to our man Steve Holman here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bang! Steve, great call on what I thought was the most amazing play last night. The game got interesting late, but what a play from Solomon Hill to Kevin Herter.
Yeah, it was. I didn't expect it to happen, and I guess you could tell by the call that I didn't, but I mean, what a heads-up play by Solo and Kevin Herter to be able to catch that thing and get it up there in 0.6 of a second before the light came on. And it turned out it was a big play too because of the stretch run that Toronto made. So it turned out to be kind of a big play.
Yeah, Steve, I was freaking out because I said earlier to Carl, I had no idea who this Malachi Flynn was, and all of a sudden this guy couldn't miss. The game was well at hand.
Two of us, right? That makes two of us.
Right. But I mean, they were playing decent defense. You sometimes just got to tip your cap. The guy was just making everything.
Yeah, he did. But luckily, they had that cushion that they were able to hang on at the end. But what they've done has just been amazing to be able to do this two games in a row on the road with seven guys out and one of the seven named Trey. To be able to win those games has been really something. And what a credit to Nate McMillan and the job he's done. I mean, he is just, he's a maestro when it comes to calling the timeouts. It's amazing how he can call a timeout right at the right time. He keeps the timeouts available that he can use when he needs to. And he just doesn't let the train leave the station at all. He'll call a timeout right away and get everybody right back on track.
It is our buddy Steve Holman here on Dukes and Bell. Is Clint Capela the defensive player of the year, in your opinion?
Well, I think he is. He's right there. I mean, if he's not the defensive player of the year, I mean, who would be? I mean, a lot of people like Gobert, but the problem that Clint has and that the Hawks have right now is that, they just don't get the national eyeballs right now. Mm-hmm. However, tomorrow night, maybe with TNT, that might get some people watching. I think if they look at the numbers and look what the Hawks have done, I mean, there was one of those so-called ESPN expert columns yesterday, and it was like who would finish fourth in the East? It was all Miami, or Boston. Not one mention of the Hawks, who are in fourth place.
Right. I swear, we're
16 and we're 16-5 under Nate, and 18-6 if you count the three games that he coached on maternity leave, when Lloyd was off. My goodness, and they've got the best record. Mike pointed this out on Twitter today that they've got the best record in the month of April of any team in the NBA.
Right. Steve Holman's with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, the longest-running play-by-play voice in the NBA, our man Steve Holman here. Steve, that's the thing. I mean, everybody's contributing. We asked Nate the other night, because you've got all the back, what we consider the backups. Now, Bogdanovich is a starter, obviously. But how do we mesh the reserves when the guys get healthy? You could argue we got one of the best groups in the league. I don't know how we'd handle against the Nets or the Sixers, but we certainly could win a playoff series with this crew.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a problem because what you're basically seeing out there is part, like two-thirds or three-fifths of the second unit as the starters. So you replace them with the starters. Then our second unit becomes the best in the league, I think. No question about it. So I don't think it's going to be that hard to incorporate the guys back in, especially John Collins and Tony Snell. And the one guy, though, I really think has been the real glue for this team, and you could even look at him as maybe an MVP, is Solomon Hill. I mean, right. He's played every night, you know, except for early in the year when he was getting things together. But, you know, if it wasn't for him, where would we be? I mean, he has just guarded the toughest guys, and he started at the forward spot since Collins been out. I mean, I think he's been terrific, and he brings that veteran knowledge, and, you know, you add Lou to this squad, and that's been what a tremendous pickup that's been. I mean, Rondo may end up being the playoff Rondo for the Clippers, but, you know, he didn't bring a whole lot to the table for us here, I don't think, as far as especially on the floor. The guys liked him off the floor, but, you know, look at what Lou adds. I mean, you know, he single-handedly almost won that fourth quarter the other night.
Right. Yeah, I think it was, you know, and give credit to Travis Sling. Capella trade, everybody, because he missed most of that season. Now you see that paying off. The pickup now of Lou Williams when you needed more offense. The free agent signings of Bogey and Gallinari where we said, hey, we need more scoring when Trey's not in there. All of that is playing out. So Travis has done his part. But I want to talk about what you just said about, you know, a coach, and that's Nate. We asked him on the show earlier this week about why he thinks these guys are responding to him. What do you think it is?
Well, I think they respect him as a player and a coach. I think that they know that he was a terrific player in the NBA for a long time. They know that has been a coach for 15 years. They know what he's done. They know his resume. And I think the fact that he played, I really think that brings a lot to the table, especially with the young guys. You know, they may not remember that he played, but they know he played. And I think that, you know, I think the fact that he did is something that carries a lot of weight with the guys.
It is a Steve Holman, the voice of our Hawks. Bang! With us here on Dukes and Bell. Hawks now 500. They've got a winning record away from home, which is also huge. We just talked about the depth. You know, Steve, the thing about this team is they've got a chance now. We didn't get it last year. And Carl and I talked about the progression. Yeah, you could have been in the bubble. Maybe we could have showcased. The only way that Trey's going to get more calls and this team's going to get respect, even from the four-letter network, is by winning in the playoffs. And again, this to me is a team which is, I mean, the trajectory is great. The only thing holding us up is what's up with Collins and what's up with Hunter. Have you heard anything that we haven't heard?
Well, I think they're both getting close. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would take a wild guess that maybe after this weekend they both might be back, and I think Tony Snell might be back. And I think Travis said there was no more swelling in Tony Snell's ankle. So I have a feeling, you know, they get past tomorrow night. They've got 2 days off. They play again on Sunday, an afternoon game, and then they don't play again till Tuesday. So that, you know, that might be a target date. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just going to be good to have them all back. And you know, the great thing about this is we only have 5 road games left all year.
Right.
You know, they've played all these road games. So the month of the end of April and the beginning of May, you start looking at that schedule, and there's a lot of winnable games there that are at home. So you know, I think they're going to be a cinch for the top six to avoid that, as we like to say, the JV tournament, the 7, 8, 9, 10. So I think they're going to be there. They've got a great chance to be fourth, fifth, or, you know, even there's an outside chance at third. I haven't heard what our good friend Coach Bud is doing today, but they're playing Minnesota.
Holman, what's wrong with you, Holman? Why? What did I ever do to you? Huh?
Normally, well, no, that would be the first time he would know my name. if he said that. but you notice what he's done. They played Charlotte, right?
Right.
Team that we're battling. He sat everybody.
Thanks,
they
bud.
Played New York.
Right.
A team that we are battling with for playoff positioning, right? Sat all 5 starters. So today they're playing the Timberwolves, and his excuse has always been because it's on a back-to-back, right? So tomorrow night's a back-to-back. So I'm going to guess at 4:30 today when they start that game, his starters probably won't play against Minnesota, but they'll all be there tomorrow night. That's just my guess.
Right.
I think you're right, Steve. I do. I got to ask this before we let you go. Guys asking us, a couple of friends on Twitter, what did Trae Young have on last night? Some people described it as the Mickey D's outfit.
It looked like a velour McDonald's tracksuit, Steve.
Well, I think you got it right. Exactly, Mike. I think that's what it was. And the best part of it was when Bogey made a couple of shots that they called timeout. I think he went over to him and said, would you like fries with that?
So So I'm going to retweet this picture right now. If you missed it, what Trey had on. He did not play last night, but he was there for his teammate. Steve, great job.
He made Ronald McDonald look like he should be in GQ.
I know. But when I first saw it, I was like, okay, what is that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.